It's a morning show on the Ideas Network. In less than 2 hours, members of a Senate panel could vote on whether they support Judge Brett Kavanaugh for the U.S. Supreme Court. Coming up, our guest will analyze how the nominee and the woman who told her story of sexual assault were treated during yesterday's hearings. That's coming up next on the morning show. Here, as we move into the home stretch of our fall membership drive, I'm Michael Arnold with Gene Purcell, and you count on the Ideas Networks for great discussions about current events, things like what we're going to be talking about in just a few minutes. And these discussions would not be possible without your support. Listener support is the single largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
That's right, and we had a great hour last hour. I have to say, we got the day off to a great start. 22 pledges we had in the last, including 15 brand new supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio. So thank you for those pledges. Right now, this hour, we have a dollar-for-dollar match all the way up to $5,000. Mike, how quickly can we get to $5,000?
As soon as possible.
I say 7:38.
Okay, we'll find out if it. Write it down.
Yep, so what that means is a dollar-for-dollar match all the way up to $5,000. It's a generous match. It's from current members of Wisconsin Public Radio, including a 9XM Leadership Circle member from Sturgeon Bay. And what it means is simply this. They will match every dollar that you give.
And if you pledge $10 a month this morning and today, you will be given two pairs of the WPR socks. But that's not the reason why you're supporting it. You're supporting it because Wisconsin Public Radio brings you conversations about issues that are important to you and does it in a way that you expect, which means that the host of the program is not going to tell you what to think. You're going to get to hear what other people think and make your own opinions, make up your own mind. So double your support for this kind of service and make your support known right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, WPR has been around for a very long time. In fact, we celebrated our 100th anniversary last year. And part of the reason we've been around so long is because we are committed to quality here at WPR. And since listener donations make up the single largest piece of our funding for WPR programs, what that means is that that quality is possible thanks to you.
Your contribution makes this program possible and so many others as well. There is no other radio service like the Ideas Network. And when you give, you are supporting a place where Wisconsin connects with itself. People talk about things. People share different opinions, and they're respected no matter what they think. Make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So maybe you started listening to Wisconsin Public Radio when you were in school as a kid, or maybe you were in the car with your parents, or maybe you were just turning around the radio dial one day and you found us all by yourself. But no matter how you first tuned in, you've been a listener for a long time and you want to see WPR continue because we are an important part of Wisconsin.
And if you've never given before, now is the time to do your part. By investing in this service, you will be informed about the elections. You'll be informed about things like the Kavanaugh discussions that are going on right now. It's never too late to make that first contribution of, say, $10 or $20 a month. Stand up and say, I really believe in public radio and I want it to continue long into the future. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, there are so many things happening right now in the news that you've probably found yourself hovering near the radio. You've become part of a big discussion. It's really hard sometimes to step away, but you need to get somewhere, and that discussion is just too interesting to ignore. And in the case of WPR, you have the great opportunity to appreciate the guest's knowledge and the caller's questions and views. And because that has happened to you, probably happened to you many, many times, we're asking you to make your pledge of support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
It's no mystery. Some things in life you just can't get enough of, like great WPR programming and socks. And then there's the unsolved mysteries of life. Like, where do socks disappear to in the laundry?
Well, if you're sharing laundry, I think sometimes those socks end up in other people's laundry. That's certainly happened to me. I've gotten foreign socks before. And it's awkward because whose are they? You never know.
My theory is just that socks like their independence. They go through, you know, they're like people. They go through adolescence. When they're adolescent, they want to be independent. They want to break free from the pair of socks and establish their own identity.
I think it's the great sock-eating monster that gobbles them up. And I don't know where that monster lurks, but it hangs out in my basement. I know that.
The solution is no mystery. Replenish your sock drawer and keep the WPR programming you love strong. Today only, you'll get two pairs of WPR socks when you give $10 a month. Here's how.
The way to do that is to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge to fight the sock-eating monster and to support a place where people come together and share ideas together in a civil manner. I'm Michael Arnold with Gene Purcell, and we're asking for your support during this fall membership drive. You believe in Wisconsin Public Radio. Put your money where your mouth is or where your feet are and make a $10 a month pledge. We'll give you two pairs of socks and you'll support this great program. Whatever amount you choose, whether it's $10 a month or whatever, that's the right amount.
888-202-2552.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. From Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing to Bill Cosby's sentencing, the conversation around sexual harassment and sexual assault is shifting. Our guest tells us how this week's events play into the Me Too movement and how their framing could influence the public's perception of it. Did you watch the hearings yesterday? What did you think? Was it what you expected? And what moments stood out to you? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Myra Marks Ferry is a professor of sociology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She studies gender and politics, especially European and American feminist movements. Myra, thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
What stood out to you most about yesterday's hearing?
Well, that's tough. There was a lot of stuff going on. I guess I would say the rage rather than remorse with which Kavanaugh responded to Dr. Blasey Ford. Not only did he claim not to remember anything, which is, I think is actually possible, it was obviously much more memorable for her than it would have been for him. But he never even entertained the possibility that she was a honest, reasonable woman giving an account that was true in the past, even if he didn't remember it, and instead was just outraged that anyone would ever say that kind of thing about him. It was just such a display of rage and entitlement. That it was kind of shocking. I mean, I thought actually before he spoke that it would have been very, very possible for him to take what would have been the really morally high road and say, you know, as people are saying to excuse him, you know, boys will be boys. It's true. I drank back then. I partied back then. I was a boy back then. I've grown up in the meantime. I don't remember this, but if Dr. Blasey Ford remembers it that way, if there's any possibility that I hurt her, I'm really sorry. It's possible that I forgot something. It's possible something happened that I would regret. You know, boys will be boys and all of that. But in the meantime, I've grown up into being a responsible man, and I apologize for any harms that I may have done that I may have forgotten. And at that point, I think a lot of people would have been prepared to excuse him, because I think there still is a lot of the belief that boys will be boys and boys do these kinds of things. And if he had apologized, if he had stepped back and said, these things could have happened, I think a lot of people would have said, oh, well, okay, he's changed, that's fine. But that's not the kind of man he became.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was every bit as outraging to people as the that is what I did. That's what came out of how she was treated.
Mm-hmm. Both Christine Blasey Ford and Brett Kavanaugh were visibly emotional during their testimonies. Ford said she's 100% certain Kavanaugh did it. Kavanaugh used the same language and categorically denied the allegations. So help us out here. How should we think critically about this?
Well, I think we should think about two things. One is, what is the probability of someone who goes through a traumatic experience, remembering it and remembering it vividly, in comparison to the probability of someone not recalling an escapade of the past? And just take those two things into account. I think it's useful to think about this as kind of a follow-up to the Anita Hill hearings back in 1991. At that mm-hmm. point, people really hadn't thought about sexual harassment very much. The word was out there. The court had ruled on it. Those of us who study gender were very attuned to it, but people in general, women knew about sexual harassment, but they didn't really think about this as really part of this big system. And I think,
Myra, we need to hold that thought and come back to it, because we're up against a hard deadline. This is the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
Good morning. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Gene Purcell. I'm here with Mike Arnold, and both of us are here today to help raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy in WPR, programs just like The Morning Show. It's support from people like you that turns into the single largest piece of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's why it's your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. That's so important.
And we're going to continue this conversation about the Kavanaugh hearing yesterday, hear from callers from across the state. We'll get to that in just a minute. But right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect from current members, including a 9XM Leadership Circle member from Sturgeon Bay. Your gift of $50 turns to $100, $100 turns to $200, and so on. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Doing pretty well on that match. We've still got just a little over $3,000 to go, so plenty of room for you to get in and double the impact of your pledge on Wisconsin Public Radio. And you know, when you think about Wisconsin Public Radio and you think about news, remember that it's an election year, and it's coverage here in WPR that helps keep you informed of all the latest developments, and there are lots of them, and we'll keep you informed every single step of the way.
And we take you beyond the soundbite, so you hear a range of perspectives on the issues. We're not going to have somebody just like saying, this is the way you need to think. We're going to provide you with all different perspectives and viewpoints. This kind of in-depth news is expensive, but it's vital to Wisconsin, and it's only possible with listener support. So cast a vote for Wisconsin Public Radio with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can do any number of ways. You can make an ongoing gift of $15, maybe $20 a month, or the amount that's right for you. You can set it up on your credit card, your debit card, or better yet, you can also set up a sustaining account right from your bank account. Sustaining gifts are great, and the beauty of them is that you don't have to remember to renew your support every single year.
And your support will be as consistent as your WPR listening month after month, year after year. Also, today is Two Sock Friday.
Hey.
We are offering two pairs of socks today only at the $120 level. So if you become a $10 a month sustainer or make a one-time $120 gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll get those socks.
Picture yourself perusing the shelves of your favorite bookstore with $200 extra to spend. That could be you. You'll have five chances to win a gift card to a bookstore near you.
There are definitely a lot of options with $200 at a bookstore. I'd probably blow it all way too quickly.
A mixture of fiction and nonfiction.
Wow, $200 at a bookstore. What would I buy? I would scour that whole bookstore. It would be like this fantasy of mine. The travel section, new fiction essays, the philosophy and religion section, nature books, and I don't know, see what's there.
Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the rules and details at wpr.org/drawing. Donate any amount right now to be entered. Here's how.
Donate at WPR.org or give us a call at 888-202-2552. Gene Purcell with Mike Arnold. And Mike, we heard from Claire from Fitchburg this morning who says, I love WPR and I love socks. Double sock bonus. So that's a great way to get the morning started. Thanks, Claire.
And we also have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. We don't want to leave a single dollar on the table. Support a radio station that connects you to the issues and connects you to people in Wisconsin. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is vital. Thanks.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. We're taking a look at yesterday's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing from the perspective of how it reflects where we are as a society and a culture. Myra Marks Ferry studies gender and politics. She's a professor of sociology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Myra, we have, as I expected, a lot of people who want to join our discussion. Let's go to the phones and take a call first from Dave, who joins us from Menominee. Dave, welcome to the morning show.
Hi, thank you. I grabbed the phone because, I watched the hearing yesterday, and the one part that really stood out was the nominee's opening statements and his just ranting about the left, you know, and a judge, especially a Supreme Court judge, is supposed to be very measured, be able to look at both sides or three sides or four sides and make a real measured, intelligent conclusion. And the way this guy ranted about the Clintons and just all this stuff really revealed how far of a right-wing guy that is getting put on to this court. And I just wanted to get the guest's thoughts on that.
Dave, thank you. Myra, what did you hear when you considered the tone of each person that each person took yesterday?
Well, I agree with the caller. I thought it was a rant that Kavanaugh got into, as I started to say when we were talking before. I think his anger and his resentment showed much more about him as a person, and obviously that anger and resentment was channeled very much through his own partisan leanings, and I think that has a lot to do with the sense that the Judiciary Committee is also simply working on this as the Supreme Court as a partisan appointment. So for those for whom that point of view and that kind of conspiracy thinking was congenial, that was great. And for those for whom that's just an image of the kind of right-wing hack that they're putting on, I think it just solidified those partisan perceptions on both sides, and that's not terribly surprising. However, for me, and I think for many women watching it, the first reaction was not just about the partisanship and the ways in which people were using the court, but really the ways in which women's voices were being disregarded in that, and that Dr. Blasey Ford's, I think, very emotional and very moving testimony was simply made irrelevant to the Republican majority on the Judiciary Committee. Fundamentally, they didn't really care whether what she said was true or false. They were going to go ahead in any case, and they did not want an investigation, and they did want to go along. But for many women, this was really a wrenching kind of thing to listen to. I heard various of the friends that I have saying, you know, I went to pick up my hamburgers at Sonic, and the African-American woman clerk there was crying as she was listening to this. Or another friend told me, well, you know, I went to the bank and talked to the loan officer there at the desk, and you know, we were both like, we have to get back to listen to this. I think it was a very compelling event for women in many of the ways that the Anita Hill hearings were in 1991. And women really listened to this and heard in this, hey, that could have been me, or hey, that was me, or hey, that was me, but actually I was raped. I experienced even more than she did. But I mean, I don't think that there were very many women who listened to that and said, oh no, irrelevant, let's just move ahead with this confirmation. We don't care.
Mm-hmm. I want to try to get another quick call in here before the news.
Sure.
Steve is joining us from Sun Prairie. Steve, we've got about a minute.
Okay, yeah, I'll make this quick. You know, I was somebody that was falsely accused of sexual crime, and it devastated my life. And the hearings yesterday were just a kick in the gut to me personally, because I see the way Kavanaugh was treated with the way I was treated. When I went to counseling with it, it was always about, well, maybe you did something. Did you do something wrong? Everything was about wrong while the accuser is treated with kid gloves. It was gut-wrenching. I feel victimized all over again. I don't know what happened here, but men are not the enemy. I am not a bad person. I should be treated the same amount of respect. Men should be treated the same amount of respect as women. It was gut-wrenching to me.
All right, Steve, thanks for sharing that perspective. And Myra, I think what I'd like to do is get your comments on Steve's call after our break, because we're really right on top of it here, and I want to make sure you have a chance to really explore this. We're talking about the reaction to yesterday's hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee from the perspective of how it reflects on where we are as a society and a culture. Myra Marks Ferry studies gender and politics. She's a professor of sociology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's with us for another segment here, and more of our discussion is going to be coming up shortly. So don't go away. This is an important discussion that we're having. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and a woman who accuses him of sexual assault when they were in high school each delivered emotional testimony on Capitol Hill yesterday. Our guests put yesterday's Kavanaugh hearings into a greater context of the Me Too movement. That conversation will continue in a few minutes. We'll also take calls from across the state. But right now, it's the fall membership drive. I'm Michael Arnold with Gene Purcell. And our goal is to keep bringing you opportunities like this. This is a really great example of what makes Wisconsin Public Radio great, being able to have a conversation about an issue that a lot of people are thinking about. Your support makes these conversations happen, because listener support is the single largest source of funding for WPR programs. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now is a good time to make a pledge, because that dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000, we are closing in on that $5,000 goal right now. So make that pledge. And before we go any further, we need to thank the folks who made the pledge possible, who made the challenge possible. They include a 9XM Leadership Circle member from Sturgeon Bay. And the upshot of it is that it doubles the impact of every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR. So join them in doing that. Make a call right now at 888-202-2552.
And the Kavanaugh hearing is probably something that everybody's talking about this morning, not just on the radio, but everywhere. And one of the things that's different about how Wisconsin Public Radio does this is John Munson isn't talking about what he thinks about the Kavanaugh hearing. He's listening to what people across the state think about it, and he's bringing in an expert to put things in perspective. That's how Wisconsin Public Radio covers issues like this, and you appreciate that, and you value that. And the reason we're able to do it is because we're listener-supported. So make a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Maybe you want to do the $10 a month pledge and take advantage of that two pairs of socks for $10 a month. However you do it, make your pledge right now.
Yeah, I want to focus on the socks for a second because winter is coming, and this is a good opportunity to get two pairs of socks for the winter so you can have one in the washing machine while you're wearing the other ones and keeping your feet nice and warm.
Or you can wear them both at the same time,
as I
do sometimes.
That's right. You can wear two pairs of socks anyway. You can get both of them right now when you give $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120.
Your gift supports the programs you care about, and you get these stylish and comfortable socks, but the money that you pledge, most of it goes right here to WPR to bring you conversations like the one we're having right now. So make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio provides me with in-depth, accurate news from around the state. I also like the music, too. I really like being a sustainer because it is relatively painless. I have a monthly withdrawal from my credit card. I don't have to think about it other than the fact that, oh, it's that time of year, it's time for me to up my pledge. When I'm not listening to a public radio station, I'm probably not listening to radio. I'm Rob from Madison, Wisconsin, and I've been a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio for many years. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio so we can keep this precious resource alive and well.
You can join Rob in becoming a sustaining member at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hi, I'm Gene Purcell. I'm here with Mike Arnold this morning, and we are talking about listener support, which is the biggest single source of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio. All the programs you rely on are here because of your support, and that's why this fall membership drive is so important. Perhaps your gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever the amount, it's the right amount.
And you're supporting conversations about issues that are important to you, like the Kavanaugh hearings. That's what we're talking about this hour. Support it. Make your pledge. Remember, today, backed by popular demand, a number of people said, I missed that opportunity to get two pairs of socks for $10 a month. Could you do that again, please? And we're nice people, so we're doing that. So if you make a $10 a month pledge, you'll be able to get two pairs of socks, and you'll also be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So make a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Going back to the show in just a second, so don't delay. Join this great community of people coming together right now to help make great radio. And when you pledge, you make great radio possible. WPR.org is how you can pledge online or call us at 888-202-2552, and thank you.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. An hour from now, members of the United States Senate Judiciary Committee could vote to support Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court of the United States. A Capitol Hill hearing yesterday saw emotional testimony from Kavanaugh and from the woman who accuses him of sexually assaulting her when they were in high school, Christine Blasey Ford. Myra Marks Ferry is a professor of sociology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She studies gender and politics, and she's here with us this morning as we kind of break this down from a number of different perspectives. Myra, we had a caller on just before our last break who says he sympathizes with Brett Kavanaugh and understood his emotional reaction. What's your response to Steve's call?
Well, his argument was that he was accused and not treated fairly, and I'm very sorry that that happened to him. He says that the woman who accused him was treated with kid gloves, and I certainly didn't see any kid gloves in evidence with Dr. Blasey Ford. But I also want to underline that this is not just an accusation. This is a set of people who have also come forward. And one of the things that Me Too has taught us is that when one woman gets the bravery to come forward, it kind of breaks the ice and other people come forward as well. Guys who are abusive to one woman rarely stop at one. And that's part of what we mean by rape culture. It's not the only thing. It's not just that for one guy where this is real, this is a pattern, but it's a pattern in the culture as a whole. And apart from researching this case, what researchers have done, it's the FBI to research this case, but what sociological researchers have done is study rape culture. It's a way of disregarding women that is closely associated with tight groups of guys in sports teams or fraternities or clubs or even in the military, who drink a lot as part of their buddy experience and who think of and talk about women as notches on a belt that they can score. And for any particular woman they claim to have scored on, the actual reality of how far they got with her is less relevant than that they think of her in terms of competing and scoring and beating the other guys. She's not a person they need to care about. So I think a lot of women who heard Kavanaugh say, oh, that's not the kind of boy I was, when all the evidence points to the Brewskis and the scoring and the Renata alumni bragging, that women look and say, yeah, we see who you are. We've had experience with boys like that. And so Kavanaugh then responds, you know, like, no, that's not the kind of boy I was. I was some kind of a studious altar boy, and I was a virgin till I married at age 40. But, you know, women recognize in his diary and in Blasey Ford's testimony, he was the frat party guy, the kind of guy who wanted to get himself into as many pants as he could and thought of it as a fun and friendly competitive sport. Mm-hmm. Where women don't really matter. I mean, that's what rape culture was then and still is in some pockets of our universities and sports teams and military.
We've got full phone lines, Myron. I would like to try to get to as many calls as we can.
Sure.
Let's go next to Colleen, who reaches out from Darlington this morning. Colleen, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. I don't believe there was a hearing yesterday. It was a circus. He only released 20% of his documents. There was no lie detector test. There was no witnesses. He refuses an FBI investigation. And when he come out angry, just screaming angry and attacking Hillary Clinton, the Senate, the Democrats, there is no bipartisan there whatsoever. And it's a bloodstain on America, the Supreme Court. My heart is broken for every victim out there. I have a friend that was raped. This is just a shame and a stain on our country.
Colleen, thanks for sharing your perspective. Colleen's comment, does that match what you heard from a lot of women yesterday, Mike?
It does. It also is one of the things that I think that the Republicans in their partisanship are not paying enough attention to, because I think this is in some ways not unlike the beginnings of the exposure of the pedophilia in the Catholic Church. You see these things happening and you try to cover them up, which is what the Catholic Church did for a long time. You know, the bishops had an investment in a particular priest, or the church had an investment in getting a certain priest to be a bishop, and oh, let's just cover up these kinds of things in the past. And the result was a real stain on the institution. And I think now there are people who are kind of looking and saying, well, you know, the Catholic Church has lost moral credibility because of the way they've acted in these cases. And I think this is an instance where the Supreme Court and the Republican Party lose moral credibility. It's a stain, as the caller said. And that kind of stain really diminishes the institution.
Colleen, thanks for your call. Let's go next to Chris, who is calling us from Adams today. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. The first thing I want to say is to the guy who called up, I'm incredibly upset that that happened to him, and that I want to say this to all women out there. It doesn't do any of us a service for you to make false accusations, or to go on the internet and say that all men are evil. I've been going in on top of those people and telling them that that's not true. But it's defamatory to those people in particular, but it's also not helping the Me Too movement. 33 years ago, I filed a sexual harassment complaint against somebody affiliated with a major institution in the state. And for 33 years, this man has gone after me to try and destroy my life. And he's been actually pretty successful in doing that. And he's continuing to do it. And I would like you to to discuss a little bit about two things. Number one is the incredible privilege that Brett Kavanaugh has as being a member of a society of people, the prep school society, the people who get into the big Ivy League schools, because that's a power play in itself that not a lot of people understand or have. And the other thing is that I realized that I was dealing with somebody who had narcissistic personality disorder. He was completely incapable of having any empathy for me. I've never gotten an apology, and he's continued to lie, which is what they do, about everything that happened.
Okay, Chris, thank you. We're starting to run up against a hard deadline here. What about, let's talk about privilege, because that certainly was something that was discussed elsewhere after yesterday's hearing.
Yeah, no, I think the caller was absolutely right that there was a display of privilege, an entitlement, and a lack of empathy that was very telling about what kind of a judge Kavanaugh would be, in addition to the highly partisan flavor and the sense of we want to move on, cover up, this is not important, that the previous caller raised. I think it's really very damaging for the Supreme Court. I think it's very damaging for us as a country. But I think it's also something that is, as this caller mentioned, enraging to women who look at this and say, this was my experience, this was my friend's experience, this is the way things go to women. And, you know, the kind of blaming, punishing, silencing that has been the usual response by institutions to rape culture, it's not thinking of women, as people with valuable lives and their whole right, in their own right. Someone said, and I think it's I can't remember what op-ed or what I read it in, but I think it's a very, very valuable point that we worry in some sense about the valuable futures of men, but we don't think about women in the present or in the future, and that makes it possible to not listen to them.
Let's take another call here. Sandy is joining us from Mineral Point. Sandy, good morning. Thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I found it very interesting that Dr. Ford answered every question that was put to her openly and honestly, even if it was, I don't know or I don't remember. Yet Judge Kavanaugh chose, when he was given a yes or no question, not to perjure himself by answering the question, but to go off on a rant about how destroyed he was and getting all angry and frustrated again.
Yeah. If I can briefly add to that, the whole question of is he destroyed, you know, this is not sending anybody to prison. And as much as the Republican members of the Judiciary Committee tried to paint this as a trial, nobody's on trial. This is a job interview. He's asking for an honor, a promotion. If he is not appointed to the court, he goes back to a highly level court with a lot of power. It's not like Bill Cosby being sent to jail. There's a very different standard of evidence for those kinds of complaints. This is a question of, is this the kind of person we want to promote? And I think the evidence was pretty much one that would make people doubt him as a truthful, balanced, thoughtful, open, responsive judge. And see something quite different.
Myra, we're almost out of time here, but this is so important. How did the Me Too movement influence the tone of yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court hearing? The thing I guess I'm getting at is, had this happened 10 years ago or even 3 years ago, do you think we'd be having the same conversation?
Oh, I think we'd be having the same conversation. Ever since Anita Hill, we'd be having this conversation. The display of privilege, the Me Too movement comes well after, for example, the Catholic Church cover-ups and the sense that we have of institutions protecting themselves by not acknowledging how men behave in some men in rape culture behave. I want to be very careful to underline, here is, don't get the idea I'm saying this is all men. Not all men are part of rape culture, kind of party boy kinds of things. Some party boys grow up and confess to their youthful indiscretions. Kavanaugh seems to be a party boy who's never grown up.
Okay. You know what? I think we're going to have to leave it there. My remarks, Ferry, thank you very much for joining us on the morning show this morning.
Thank you.
My remarks, Ferry is a professor of sociology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She studies gender and politics, especially European and American feminist movements. Thank you also to our callers for making this a special hour. I'm John Munson. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.
Good morning. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Gene Purcell here with Mike Arnold, and we are asking for your gift right now because it is important. It's because gifts from people like you are the single largest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's your gift, your donation that keeps this program and all of the programs you enjoy going strong. So invest in your future listening right now at WPR.org. or at 888-202-2552.
We're nearing the end of the pledge drive, and today, in celebration of that, we have a special offer. It's you can get two socks for the price of one, a $10 pledge, $120 annual contribution. We'll get you a pair of Wisconsin Public Radio socks. You can get those at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We cover a lot of programs here on the Ideas Network, and the last hour was a really good example of timely programming, controversial programming, and the way that we cover it here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but our hosts are not here to bring their opinions to the program. Our hosts are here to find out what people think, to find out what the guest knows, and to bring that information to listeners. It's a unique way of looking at radio programming and covering news, and it's the way we work here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's supported by you, supported by listeners, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours of programming possible. So pick an amount that works for you, take just a few minutes, and then make your pledge.
And as a donor, you get to decide how much you give. Whatever amount you pledge is right, but maybe $100 or $200 a month seems like the right amount for you.
Yeah, for a lot of people that might mean what you spend going out to dinner every month or doing things with friends. And these are all things you enjoy, things that make your life better, just like listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. The important thing is that you get to decide what the amount is that's right for you. And then you get to make your gift to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And again, back by popular demand, we have a special thing today. It's Two Sock Friday. You can get two pairs of WPR socks today when you give $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120. Don't miss out on this bonus of an extra pair of socks right now. You're tired of tote bags. You're tired of coffee mugs. You're tired of T-shirts. You want something different.
You're never
tired of socks.
You got some
cold feet. This is the way to do it. $10 a month pledge will get you two pairs of socks, and you'll be supporting great conversations on Wisconsin Public Radio. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we know that you're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. And whether you've been listening for years, maybe just a few months, what we're asking you today is to take that step from being a listener to a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, people who support the programs they value.
People who appreciate hearing all sides to the issues, people who appreciate a radio station that's committed to covering the Capitol. Make your pledge now and give right now at $10 a month or $100 a month or whatever amount. It makes you a member because the single largest piece of funding comes from members, and you'll really make a difference. It all starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, speaking of gifts, if you are a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio making an ongoing monthly gift, big thank you to you, because you really are turning into some of the financial backbone here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Make the day today, though, that you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, or again, pick the amount that you choose, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I love being a sustainer because I don't have to worry about whether I pledged or not, because sometimes I'll forget.
Yep.
So it's a great way for you to remember that you're supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you pledge $10 a month, you'll get that WPR two pairs of socks. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.